A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all, love wins out. I believe in love again.
I still believe someday you and me will find love in love again.
Y'all, this is... Lip.
Who sings that song? This is Lip. I am so angry you just thought of that last episode, and now we're done.
It's, you know what? It falls to me to do all the branding here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Y'all, this is Lip, the final episode of Love in Paradise.
Reality Gaze. I'm Maddie, and this whore beside me is Poodle.
This episode is called Baby Makes...
Two? Okay, y'all, I said this on another episode, but spoiler, especially now. I think Ariana has the cutest baby on 90.
She's a really cute baby.
And he's even, now that he's older, is even cuter.
Oh, I've only seen, I haven't looked at any of
like
the social
media. He has like a little more baby fat and stuff like that. Oh my God.
You mean now?
Yeah, like okay. Now on our Instagram.
You looked on, you see,
Sissy sent it to us.
Okay, got it. I was like,
Someone
people haven't sent me baby pictures.
As someone said,
they know
to me,
I'll just go, how could I take that baby's essence? Yes.
As someone said, because he looks a little bit like Sherlon, but they said, but he also doesn't look like an old sperm the way he looks.
Sherlon does look like an old
like
sperm.
Like an old sperm, and I kind of enjoyed that.
Should we just... I have so much to talk about.
Just jump in.
I have so much to talk about.
Let's talk about Martine and Steven.
Now, I will say, I thought this was going somewhere else.
Did we get punked?
I want to say, here's the thing. I want to say something before we jump into this. I want to say something about this series in general.
Okay.
It started off great.
Great.
The first, I would say, one episode, two episodes, three episodes. By episode four, it was like,
where are we going?
Yeah.
Seems slow.
I think they could have done this in six episodes.
Yeah.
And I think there would have been less fat. I don't know what you're doing.
Money, 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 money.
Oh,
that's why.
But it's like, but the European model or the British model of doing shows is always like, do as few as possible. Everything is boom, 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 boom.
It's why their television's better.
And their television is public, a lot of it. So,
well, we don't live there. So,
that's true.
Can't deal with it. They can't even, I don't even know if they can get, well, they can get Discovery Plus because they're
going to
be getting 90-day UK, y'all.
But that may be on their version of TLC, so I don't know.
I thought it's going to be on Discovery Plus.
I don't know.
We don't know.
Who cares?
We're going to cover it.
But
we don't, I don't care if Poodle has got to go across the pond and suck off a blimey. We're going to get
suck,
it.
Suck off a blimey.
I don't know what that means. Robin.
A yeoman of the god.
It's going to, we're going to have to just get it out. Otherwise, we're just going to be offensive to British people.
I think that's going to happen regardless.
Yeah, okay.
So, but anyway, don't you think it could have happened in 6 episodes? I feel like the doldrums of this show were really hard.
I agree.
Because we just had to see Ariana try to pressure Sherlon into
marrying her
for 4 episodes.
And try. We had a, because where is he? Sherlon's in
Jamaica.
Jamaica, yes. Sorry, y'all. It's so much because then we have stuff in 90 Day. But we had a Jamaican sissy say that my mother would be horrified by his house. She said, no one goes into a Jamaican house and they have rat droppings. She said, everyone I knew in families, like, cleanliness is a big deal.
Yeah.
She said, horrified.
So let's, but I my thing was, I think the series kind of turned itself around for me.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like they really ramped up the storytelling the last two
episodes. Yeah.
And like 90 Days, there's always some type of goal. There's also a moral, not in a moralizing way, but there's something we learn.
There's a what did we learn?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. How have we changed?
And I was kind of like, how are they going to do this? And we finally got it.
I like this season. Y'all, it's worth the watch, I think. It's
it's a slog in the middle, definitely.
It's definitely worth the watch because, again, y'all, I'm calling it, Amber's going to be on 90 Day Fiancé. This is not news. This is just our gut
feeling.
She's
going to be great TV.
She's going to be great TV, and I think I'm going to be surprised. I'm interested. You're probably not going to agree with me on some of the things I want to say about her today.
I'll just shout you down like
normal. That's what it usually does.
Martine and Steven. So I think we were punked. I think these last two episodes were very massaged for us.
It's the thing with y'all. So, spoiler alert. He asked her to marry him, or he says, "I wanted
in
to
the
ask
last
you,
episode."
But now I'm
second.
But now I'm second guessing myself. She basically says, "Well, you know, I think you're right. I don't think we're ready to get married." And you went, "Huh?"
I went,
"What?
Who is this, Martine?"
Almost say what?
But Martine,
what?
You came down here saying he's going to propose to me.
So
she's been intractable the whole season.
So his storyline has made sense.
Yeah.
Hers has not.
It's almost like she took wise up pills overnight.
Yeah, or like she jumped the seal. She just flipped it.
Shark?
Whatever.
What? Have you ever heard the expression wise up pills? We used to have a goat when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And my father would say, go over there and take some wise up pills. See his goat pills? Those are wise up pills. You eat some, you wise up never to eat them again.
I think that was just your father's expression, and that wasn't a real thing.
Possibly kind of like your father's pudding ain't pudding.
Unless you eat it.
I still don't know what that means.
I would love a little Father Poodle.
Friend,
kind of advice.
Have a little. He has so many advice.
Colloquialisms of Father Poodle.
Friend, no one can intimidate you without your consent. Friend. These are other things I read on a Laffy Taffy.
I wish I could remember because he gave me those when he was here. When
he
they
always
here.
Does.
Y'all, I had to spend so much time with Poodle's family members. And the worst part is this bitch was in a coma and I had to do it alone.
That's true. I would know.
Wow. Oh.
And my mother hates all of his expressions.
Oh, yeah.
Just rolls her eyes.
She kind of just substituted me in for flamboyantly gay son while you were gone.
She needs to tell somebody.
I'm glad you didn't die. She probably would make me go to South Carolina every Christmas so she could guilt me.
So, anyway, she says, can I tell you something? I'm relieved that one thing I thought is...
It's great. It's wonderful.
Did they film this like a week or two later?
It's like, y'all, This is someone who just was at a pool party two episodes ago saying,
accusing him of
Let's
cheating.
Let's play Never Have I Ever.
Yeah.
This was two episodes ago.
Yeah, I agree.
To our mind, this, and so y'all, this they feels were, like 2 days ago.
They were stretched to a breaking point.
To
he
a breaking,
didn't know what to do with her.
He just told her, I 80% wanted to marry you and I 20% didn't.
And the Martine we saw in the beginning was very unreasonable and wasn't, she was like,
very,
I'm coming back either with no boyfriend or a ring.
He's,
that was what she was saying.
Because he said, when she said, I'm very relieved right now, I've realized that we're not there yet. And I wrote,
I went, who is this?
Oh my God. And she said, that's the last thing we need right now. I think our relationship needed to mature for a little bit. And I went,
did they bring in a therapist?
I'm so glad they came to this
Me
revelation.
Too.
It's wonderful, but I'm like,
but,
what the fuck?
But none of this was prefigured.
None of it.
Since, especially her change out of nowhere.
But now she's like, so now you need, why don't you move me out of here? Why don't you move?
Or move me here, or we'll talk about you going to Miami.
Yes, Miami.
And so he says, and they're being fun.
Steven,
he's like,
I really like Steven. He's really sweet. He's like really emotional. He's like, I just don't want to lose you.
He's like, do you have a speech? And he's like, no, I want to talk to a test. So it's, and then my favorite time when he's like, do you want to see the ring? She's like, no, otherwise you'll have to get a new one.
True.
That's a poodle move.
I wouldn't take that ring again.
No. It's got to be a new ring. It's got to be a surprise.
Yes.
So,
in fact, I would tell her, hey, I took back the ring, and then I would just keep it.
Yeah, exactly. So she says, this is the other weird change. She says, I feel bad. I feel bad like I was confusing him the whole time.
So she
I
was.
I feel bad that I was sending mixed messages. And I wrote down, you have.
She has, but I did want to see a little bit of like her come to this process, and we didn't see that.
This was either one of a couple things happened. Either the pool party and other things like that were massaged or embellished.
Or
and this was always the plan.
Or
someone,
the Virgin Mary appeared in a dream and said, Martine, the dick isn't that good.
You need to get right.
Make smart decisions.
You're right, J-Lo.
You're right, J-Lo. She needed to get right.
She needed to get right. And I think, if this would have been different if we had a K, like Mark and K, because Mark had his friend, Genevieve.
Like, it made sense why he had a kind of come to Jesus moment.
If she
Martine was just like, you know, I slipped on a coconut and it kind of hit me in my gooch. And I went, ow, that hurt. And then I went, wait a minute. Am I being selfish?
Someone threw a conch and hit me in the head with it.
Whoa. Maybe I need to give Steven a little more room.
It came out of nowhere.
Nowhere.
And it did not seem like her personality, even from the beginning, allowed for this kind of change.
No, no.
So the other thing I was thinking about, if they would have just said, it seems like one thing where producers just went, so what are we doing here, guys?
Yeah, what's happening?
What are we doing here? Because y'all, and that, sadly, that does happen on reality shows, especially when something has to end. We have to come to an end of something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that may have happened, or she got hit in the head with a conch. I don't know.
Or maybe this all did happen, but they recreated it.
That's,
so it happened in a shorter span.
That is the easiest explanation.
So, yeah. So, and I say that for people to be like, is this fake? I don't think any of this was fake.
Yeah.
Because this is why it does make sense.
None of it's ever really fake.
Martine is a smart woman. She's not an idiot.
No.
She's got degree. Like, she has a very... She really is developing her life into like this. She seems very responsible, so that's why it did seem weird that she was so just like.
But the show really took us through our paces of not liking her. Wow,
that was fine.
Oh, come on, you let loose on her.
I love Steven.
I liked him too.
I like him. I want to see him DJ. Preferably.
I thought you were saying I want to see him DP.
That too.
Harder.
We could do both.
How long since you heard a GJ with wooka wooka wooka? The mid 90s.
No, I was a very big fan of Run DMC. Thank you. Isn't that new Drake album?
Oh, this is coming from the person.
Dropped a new album. Did you see that?
Yeah, name a single.
Leaves on the bars fall from the trees. Wicca, wicca.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
So, she says, or he says, I want to live with her, get married to her, have kids with her. Because this is the day she's leaving. He can't take her to the airport because of COVID.
There's curfew.
And then she says, I want to be in a good, healthy place and not be attached by a piece of jewelry. Again, everything is like this perfect story now.
And you also kind of see, this is the first episode, really. You see that they have fun together.
Yeah.
You see, like when she's crying or when he gets emotional on the beach, she's like, I thought you were a baller. And he's like, I am a baller. It made me laugh.
Yeah.
And when she's crying, he's like, are those tears? And he's kind of teasing her. And like, he's like, smile. And she's like, I look like a hot mess. I went, wait a minute.
Right.
This is this kind of like sweet, young, relatable couple. And you see why they love each other. I never really got that this season.
Instead of the first time when a woman came up to him and you were sourpussed for three episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because really, think about it. When in this story arc have you seen love between them?
Almost none.
This last episode. Yep. Whereas Daniel and Amber, we had that kind of middle episode where you're like, oh, I see why they're a couple.
Should we... Ariana's the next one, but she's very long. Should we
just save her for last? Because
I want to talk about Market K. Because love is alive, and you were wrong. Admit you were wrong. Admit you were lying. You were wrong. You were gaslighting me to think it wasn't good.
I was gaslighting you. I knew they were in love.
You knew they were in love. Love conquers all.
I did.
Right. I want to just whip my dick out and jerk it right now. Y'all, the birds are singing.
I do think they still
they've got a long way to go.
They've got a long way to go, and I don't think it's going to work out.
Mark are in love.
I'm telling you now.
You know what? Can you just be in the present?
Okay, she's going to go.
Bitch. Awful thing.
I'm just going to say, she's going to take a surf lesson with some guy or some woman, and shit's going to get weird.
I'm just going to talk about this because this is what happened. He's leaving today. And she's saying, I actually cried twice during this segment. Did you?
No, but
because you're just dead inside.
I did get goosebumps and teary at the airport.
I can't even talk about it. So I was like a schoolgirl watching this, y'all.
Yeah,
I was like leaning forward.
I kind of figured.
So
it was y'all, they are produced to perfection.
They really
are. Their storyline was perfect. The way it was produced.
So he's decided to accept the long distance, and he's like, yeah, then now we're just going to decide where we want to live. After he talks to his magical friend from home.
So now he does say, but I'm leaving, and I love Kay. I love her, and
but
Kay
doesn't love me.
And I went,
that's a reductive thing to say.
I don't remember her saying that.
She said
I remember
her
saying that conversation about love, and there's many things inside of love. I thought she did love you.
This, I will say...
It pays off later.
This, oh my God, does it ever. This segment, all of their segments have been produced not a Nora Ephron movie, but a romantic Columbus
comedy. You can't talk about Nora because you haven't seen Sleepless in Seattle.
That's true, I haven't. So they're basically saying, he says, I won't be okay with this arrangement forever. So they're going to let their relationship continue. So they're at the airport. She's crying. He's crying. She's really crying.
She says,
I love Kay.
She says, I don't want to say goodbye to Mark. And she said, I'm going to miss you a lot. And that's when she's crying. He said, I'll miss you too. And let me set it up for you, Poodle. And so she's crying. She's like heaving sob.
I can be myself with him. She doesn't finally judge me.
She takes some breaths. She breathes in. She breathes out. She pulls her mask down. The tears fall from her face. Mark wipes a tear from her cheek, and Kay says,
I'm in love with you. And then he says, te amo.
He finally learned Spanish.
I'm crying now.
When he said te amo, I literally almost dropped my computer. And I just went, that was very, it was just, could not have been more perfect.
I was in disbelief.
And I almost texted you, but I went, I don't want to build you up. I just want you to experience it.
I had to sit what here happened a minute when and just like slowly whimper.
Y'all, that was like, it was the thing only I can relate it to, because let's be honest, y'all.
This is like when Mr. Darcy came walking through the field at Elizabeth.
Never seen that movie. I don't know who or Mr. Darcy book. Is.
Pride and Prejudice, you troglodyte.
I haven't read the book or seen any of the movies.
Again, I guess you read, I don't know.
I read Snoopy's Last Christmas. That's a good one. That's what we read in senior English.
Snoopy's Last Christmas. Spoiler alert.
The book didn't get published. It's when Snoopy has a heart condition, so it's his last Christmas, y'all. Charlie Brown.
They read, Are You My Mother?
Are You My Mother?
Oh, spoiler alert. It's not about the mother.
But it is like that, or it's like when y'all call it basic. We make fun of it now, but it was like when we all saw Jerry Maguire and she said, you had me at hello.
It's a great line.
When she said it, we laugh at it. But what did you do when she said that in that movie?
Burst into tears.
Yes. Or like when she said, paint me like one of your girls, Jack.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
What did you do when you saw that?
I think I was in the bathroom at that point because the movie was so fucking long.
But didn't you see Titanic like twice?
I did see it twice in the theater, mostly because I had a friend who hadn't seen it yet, and she was a queer dear. And
is this our mutual friend?
Another one. Did not want to see it without.
Is this the brown hair, curly hair woman?
No, another person.
What, we've had a lot of queer dears in our life.
She's like, I won't see it without you.
But did you love it the second time?
You know, it wasn't as good.
Well, there you go.
I knew how it was going to end. Anyway, Kay
says, but it was like that.
Kay says, we're building something new, and I want it to continue, and we don't know. This building's just starting to learn. Walking with fire without a burn. They're covering each other like Rent. This was a beautiful story.
It was.
If you didn't love this story, don't come at me. I don't want to know about it. You won't convince me. I swear to God, this was beautiful. I love both of them. I had my problems with him. I thought he was very, very selfish, very entitled, trying to get her to move. I don't know if that was massaged a bit to make everything a little bit.
I don't think it was.
But boy, this was a perfect ending for them. Because now it's not like she didn't move with him. He didn't move to her.
No.
They're like, she said, I love you.
They're still fucking other people.
It's perfect for me.
But she does say, she gets in the cab, I love Mark.
I want my Mark. Am I Kay or Mark? Or am I her slutty friend, Vicky?
Yeah.
I don't know who I am. Am I the monkey throwing shit at them? I
think, yeah, that's more you.
Yeah.
But she says when she gets in the cab, she's like, I want to be with Mark. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope.
Anyway.
Oh, I'm still crying about it.
Y'all, let's talk about everybody's favorite mom, Daniel Amber. And Amber.
I'm Amber. This episode almost made me like Amber. And I'm saying
okay,
that
then
is
maybe
something.
We're agreeing on this because this is okay. So here's the deal. And we kind of talked about this before. Amber. It's like what we're talking about 90 Day Fiancé now. Y'all. Ari's gross.
Yeah.
Ari's a POS. Okay. She is. She's selfish. She's a narcissist. Amber is a good person who's riddled with anxiety.
Yeah.
And so
I agree with you.
Because when you see now that she knows everything's going to be okay, the fact that this is one of the first people we've seen on 90 Day Fiancé say, of course I want his family to come over. I want to help his brother.
Yep.
Of course, this is his life.
Yeah.
And I went, wow, we have not seen a lot of people say this on 90 Day Fiancé.
I think he is.
I honestly kind of relate a lot to Amber. I could have been Amber if I
didn't. You kind of are still.
If I didn't have therapy in my late 20s, I would totally be Amber.
It didn't work as well as you think.
By the way, I'm going to send you that house cleaner info
exactly.
I wanted you to get done.
What I would say about her, he is a once-in-a-lifetime person for her. And not the fact that she doesn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect combination of someone who she can be herself with. She can also kind of build up, and he is not – he's kind of tolerant of it.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you other men who she was with, she was – were fixer-uppers as well.
Mm.
But he has a really good heart.
I think he loves her. I think they both do. I think they both really love each other. They have good hearts. They just got a... Now, granted, one day, if and when they have children,
they're going to be rough.
Yeah. She's going to either need to dial it down or all that anxiety is going to get real bad.
Can you imagine a pregnant Amber?
No. Also, Amber, I'm going to get... No.
It's gonna be rough.
I'm going to give them some advice now. Move away from your family in Florida.
I agree.
Maybe move at least an hour away.
So the Amber does say, David, the brother, we're going to get
God,
you.
God, he's cute, brother.
Oh, my God. Both of them are.
Oh, yes.
They are. Amber or Daniel and Stephen are the hottest guys. They're so hot.
I think
this season
had the hottest guy.
Hottest guys.
Because Mark is cute too.
He is. Sherlon, I don't know. Doesn't really do it for me.
On the pic I saw on Twitter, did it for
that
me.
That sneaky snake.
Oh boy, y'all.
You know, a sneaky snake can be a little unruly, though, in the bedroom.
Oh, man. I just... I'm just going to say this. You don't need a cough drop if Sherlon's fucking you. He will scratch that itch.
Wow. Wow. So, Davi, they're going to get him. She says, don't worry. We're going to get you to Florida. We're going to get you to be with your brother. And she says, she's like, I can't believe Daniel's making the sacrifice to leave his brother behind, who has been with him.
She starts to cry.
I teared up during this segment.
I got emotional too. I did too.
I have not remembered in a long time has a 90-day show made me teary.
It's been a long time since we cared about people in 90-day fiance.
That's the truth.
You know what I do like this show?
I haven't cared about Ginny and Submit in a really long time.
Well, what I do like about this show is it's kind of why, even though I'm worried, but it kind of is a little bit of the Ellie storyline. But 90 Day Fiancé, the main show, we make fun of them, but everybody's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
This 90 Day, this was, I feel like, real people trying to find love. It was kind of like the first couple of seasons.
And it's based on this question, this ethos of, do people who find love in paradise, quote unquote, in the Caribbean, in some place other than their backyards, where life is magical? Yes. Can they bring it into reality? And that is so, so interesting.
That is, even Daniel even says, I thought we would have some beers and some amazing, passionate,
sex.
Hot sex. And when he said that, Poodle went somewhere.
And I imagined him banging me with his substantial dick.
I did too. I just imagine him like banging me with like an Australia in his hand and just maybe spitting it on me a little bit.
Jesus.
Okay, sorry. I went to a place.
Not even the spitting like you are.
You just said in the last podcast, you don't swallow when you get blowjobs because you like to play with it.
Hey, finger paint. It's there.
Sorry, y'all.
Like to play.
So... He says, I didn't think it would go this far. And then he hugs Amber, and you just see his beautiful bicep just kind of, golly, he's hot.
What I would do to his body.
So, yes.
She's still ambering him on the way there.
Actually, y'all, in best 90-day fashion, they end this segment with just typical Amber. And so, like, I think this is the best way to do this, y'all.
Okay.
We'd like to bring you a lip theater. We should have like
that was on steel drums.
Yeah. I'll be playing the role of Amber. Poodle will be playing the role of Poodle and
Daniel
and scene. All right,
I love you, baby.
I love you too. I'm so glad we got that settled.
It's all gonna be fine.
Now
let's
we can
live
relax.
In the present.
All right, let's
live
just,
in the present.
Let's just sit here and be quiet.
Yeah.
You went to the vet, right?
Yeah, right,
you gotta
do
shot,
that.
The
do
shot
that tomorrow.
Records. The shot records.
Gonna do that tomorrow.
For
yeah.
Barky.
Yeah. I love Barky. He's coming with me. Yes.
You got what you need for that.
Yeah, all his stuff.
So we'll have to get him a collar. You got to order him a collar. It's got to have one of those little things.
I think
you
already have he's got a twist tie for a collar right now.
Are you falling asleep? Wake up, Daniel. Daniel, wake up.
It's fine.
Because I tell you these things. And
you're driving me crazy.
But you got to go to the vet. You got to get in this collar and you got to have this pin. Because you got to put the pin on the collar. If they lose him at the airport, then Barky's gone.
I think I'll know Barky.
Okay. Did you get a suitcase? Oh, I should have brought a suitcase.
I have a suitcase.
I don't know why I didn't bring... I guess I'll have to send it to you.
Babe,
do they have Amazon? I'm just saying.
We've got this.
Sometimes you need a little kick in the ass.
And scene. She went off on the dog collar for a good 30 seconds.
And what I love is you see that, like, she just can't help herself.
She also kind of got it that she was going... she was having a meltdown.
But I think it's like Pavlovian now, or Pavlovian.
Pavlovian.
As soon as she started going into that, did you see literally Daniel's eyes just started to get heavy?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's car rides. But he literally just was going,
Yeah, babe.
I think he knows what to tune out and just to let her spiral. And she just needs to get it out.
She does.
I'm hoping she will, when she's controlling her environment a lot better in America, that she might settle a bit. But who are we talking about? It's going to be Amber.
Amber, if you're listening, we really like you.
And she's
going to
be gaslit by her sisters and family.
Amber,
so.
Go to betterhelp.com and you can use code realitygaze. I think
she could do a lot with BetterHelp. You know what? I feel for your therapist, Amber.
But she reminds me of a lot of girlfriends that I know that are that kind of had in their late 20s, early 30s, had anxiety. And then sadly, and y'all, if you're one of these moms, listen to this and take this into consideration. As soon as you have kids,
yeah, your anxiety
sometimes you're
triples.
Because you're literally so scared about your kid dying.
Yeah.
And two or three of them, that's what finally made them go to therapy and change their life. So if you're a high anxious Amber,
think about therapy.
Think about therapy. And I say this, you're not going to talk about your mommy issues. If you go for anxiety, a therapist can actually say, do these things.
Yeah, let's
like
talk
a
about
CBT
your
therapist. So there you go. There you go. I'm not going to lecture you anymore. Shall we? Did we not do a couple this one? Did they wrap up a couple last episode?
No, there was only four.
There's only four. Okay.
That's why I'm saying could have been done six episodes.
I think I'm combining Ellie and Victor
shocking.
Into this.
Shocking. Shocking.
She's in Providence.
That you would combine anything.
Let's talk about Ariana and Sherlon. All right.
Let's just get through it. I honestly, we kind of knew where this was going. It's
actually, I don't think this will take long because it really, they just drew out these beats.
Y'all, the hospital, she's at the hospital. The baby isn't due for 3 months, but the blood work was abnormal. She has preeclampsia.
Yeah. Which is a blood pressure thing.
Yeah. They're basically, he's FaceTiming Sherlon and he says, hopefully he can stay in there another 37 weeks. I'm like, no, that's not the case.
That's not going to happen.
But 24 hours later, there's an emergency C-section.
Yep.
And the baby's out. The baby's heartbeat drops. And they're like, thank God we were in the hospital because who knows what would have happened. Because there was the umbilical cord was around the baby's neck.
No, not around his neck. There was a knot in the umbilical cord.
I think my version is more dramatic.
Something that really, Jesus. Y'all, the baby's born 3 pounds, 3 ounces. And you
kind of tiny.
And they did a really, at least for production, good way of showing that because you see the little baby and then you see Ariana's hand.
Oh.
And her hand literally covers the entire baby. He's so cute. This was very moving and very scary. And like,
yeah.
We're doing this with Lauren right now. Doesn't Lori and Alex, their child is still in the NICU,
yeah.
I think.
Now, thing is, we knew they wouldn't be filming it if the child didn't survive.
We knew this.
Like I said last episode.
But I,
what did I say?
That they just.
No, I said something like, what if the baby didn't make it?
I said, that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not that dark of a show. But it's still, my first nephew was in the NICU for like 18 days. And I was just an uncle. So I can't imagine for her and for mom's watch.
It's a very tiny baby.
And it's really sad that y'all, she's going through this without the father. Like, he's not even there.
At least
she has her mother.
I think it will, this is going to teach her something. And we learn a little bit later.
Yeah, I think so too. I think.
So I think it's better because I think if he had been there, she would have been obsessed. The whole thing would have been getting him bonding with the baby instead of her own thinking about the situation.
Yes. We'll get to that later. So y'all, she did name the baby Odin.
Odin!
And she gave...
I kind of like Odin. Is that weird?
No, I like that name.
Yeah.
Because it's an old name, but it's not like a...
And they gave him his last name, Sherlon's last name.
Yeah. They call him OJ, and I'm like...
Don't know if that's going to work.
Too soon.
Also, feels a little weird for a white presenting woman to have a baby and you're calling the baby OJ.
Also, if I had a son, y'all, my partner is black. And if we had a child, I don't want a black son walking around America and I'm calling him OJ.
Exactly.
And if you don't think OJ killed his ex-wife and her boyfriend, you're wrong. Don't come for me on that.
Oh, no.
My boys are wrong about something. I want to send them a letter, Carl. It was a conspiracy.
If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
No, it doesn't quit.
You know what? That just kind of clicked something for me. And I went, wait a minute. If people are dumb enough to think that O.J. Simpson didn't kill his ex-wife, no wonder they don't take vaccines.
Yeah.
That really kind of like, you know how you think, why would people think this way? We've had dumb people for years.
We've had people been dumb for a very long
very
time.
Very long time. Not that I'm the smartest.
So I thought this was really sweet when the mom is showing Sherlon pictures of the baby and his face. She's like, can you get his face? And he says, it's daddy, baby. And he said, I wanted him to hold onto my fingers and say, daddy's got your back. I did cry at this.
I
cried the entire episode.
You do see that he
cares about his child.
I don't think he's a shit guy either. No. He's a fuck boy.
Yeah.
And like, he cares about his son. And he was so, you know, they took his last name and he brings up, he said, what an interesting story. Y'all, because people were like, wait, he's a Viking
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, his great-great-grandfather was Scottish. And
shipwrecked.
And shipwrecked
in Jamaica. Which makes sense.
So he said, I may be a little chocolate, but there's some Vikings in there.
Which explains for me, because how I've always been attracted to Vikings and horned helmets.
Where is this going?
My people are actually from, my 23andMe says I'm 23%, or not 23%, like 30, 40 something Scotch and British Isles. So I have Viking in me too.
Okay. Are the Vikings from Scotland?
No. But almost, that was long ago. They all basically settled those edges. The Vikings basically were the ones who settled the Scandinavia. They were in boats and went all the way up there.
So you're sure though you're Viking?
Yes.
You're not just making a blanket statement.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay.
That's why I love things about Vikings. Not that they're swarthy.
Yeah.
And rough.
Okay.
With their beards.
All right.
Good at battle.
Okay.
Girthy.
You do love to set things on fire.
I do.
So maybe you're right.
Love a good water burn burial.
He loves a funeral pyre.
Fire.
Especially if it's Nicole. Fire. Y'all, think about this. If you're watching Love or Lockup, they made a coffin for Nicole Jr. and set it on fire.
I don't know if that was Deontay's friends or his idea or someone in production, but it doesn't matter.
I sometimes just think about it and just laugh.
I laughed like a fool when I saw it. So anyway, the baby is adorable.
The baby's very
cute.
Oh,
she's
very
home.
Cute.
He also had a double hernia surgery.
Let's go through this, y'all. He had a double hernia surgery. He had a stomach infection. So y'all, she went over this, but if he had a stomach infection, guess what that means? That means he's not eating. That means she's trying to get him to eat. It's already enough.
It's stressful as fuck for her.
He needed a blood transfusion. I wrote, God bless this woman, because this is so much she's having to go through on her own. But I think she's realizing that she doesn't need it. She says, this has been all on me. It's really hard.
And she's been both parents, and she can do it. She has the strength of both parents.
I can do this. When she said that line of, and if Sherlon can come over, great. If not, and she's, this made me cry. When she said, I will love this baby for both of us.
Thank God she said that.
That made me cry when she said that.
And also, she's living with mom. Thank you. Another thank you, God.
Thank you, God. And they have this conversation. It's not really going all. It's the same old conversation of mom's worried he's not going to show up. Mom does finally say, she kind of basically,
you got to make a plan. Doesn't matter. She's like, yes, you need to ask these things, but you have to make a plan for your life.
You've got to plan what you're going to do. He can fit into that. You can't wait for
him. A great wrap up of her story.
It was. I will say this, y'all. Ariana did mom dirty. Because Ariana didn't tell mom to fix the back of her head when she was cooking. She was
fajitas.
She took a nap before the film crew came down, yep. And it was just this flat little spot.
I know.
Y'all, a good friend tells you to tease the back of your hair.
Karen's hair hasn't been good this
season. It's like
season.
Darcy and Stacy. Darcy leads. You haven't seen this episode yet, but there's another just. I was watching it with my boyfriend, and he said, "Ooh, she got tracks." Because that's what they call it, tracks of their hair.
It's bad.
Oof. It was bad.
So,
y'all, I don't know. I'm just saying this. I don't know what fucking happened on that plane to Turkey, but Darcy and Stacy look rough. It's bad.
Even when they get off the plane?
Oh, yes.
Yikes. So, she's FaceTiming with Sherlon later, and she says, Sherlon says, you know, I cannot put a number on how much I love
that was very sweet.
The baby. And this is the thing. Ariana's still throwing things like, look, Odin, is that your dad over there or a stranger?
They're a stranger.
Passive aggressive. So y'all, Ariana's still kind of a little shitty.
Yes.
She's going to be.
It's just... It just wasn't.
We also find out she's going to bring Odin down.
To him 6 months
later.
So that's probably, she said, the only way. That's the only way. And even, but she does, while she's on the thing, she says, we're excited to come see you. He said, I can't wait. She said, well, do you know how hard it's going to be to say goodbye to him?
Ugh.
Come on, Ariana.
I think for her to be complete, sadly, she has to be needed by a man.
I think she needs that too.
And she now thinks she can be a parent, but I think as a woman, she thinks she has to be with someone to feel like a woman.
I think not even a woman. She thinks she needs to be with someone to feel like a family. And y'all, families look different for everyone.
I think her and her mom,
single dad and their
will
two
raise
kids
that baby really well.
Yes, her mom and her, that's a family. But Ariana does say it. She says, I was terrified, but now nothing could scare me anymore. And they're sitting on that. She said, in a perfect world, we would have a real family. And I wish you could let that go.
It's not a perfect world.
But they just pan out and she's just sitting on that park with her baby. And I went,
it was sweet.
It was like, this was such this beautiful, like, this American life of people trying to find love.
I will say the way they packaged these storylines were a lot less messy than the normal 90 day.
Yeah.
I'm
glad we're not having to tell all of this.
No,
I don't want to tell.
No.
It would ruin the way it ended.
I think because this was...
Maybe that changes too. Sorry to interrupt, but no. I just want to say maybe that changes... Because they ended it with the show, whereas on 90 Day Fiancé, they know they're having the tell-all, so it's almost like let's build to the tell-all, and let's hope that a tell-all will be the finality everybody needs. But you very
it's much
rarely,
easier.
It's you really,
let the tell-all do it.
You never get though that feeling of completion from a tell-all.
No, you don't.
Because these people are in the moment and there's too many people.
God, remember that happily ever after Zoom tell all?
Boy.
I will never forget that.
That was bad.
And just Larissa and Eric keep going, stop, bitch!
Stop, bitch! Bitch! Bitch!
Sean Robbins is like, what? What?
What? Y'all, if anybody who listens to this show that produce, does anybody from 90 Day Fiancé who produced the show listen to us? I don't think they. Oh, wait. No. This is on Patreon. And
Matt Sharp doesn't let him out.
They really don't pay for this. I was going to just say, do season two like this. It was great.
I agree. That's the show, y'all.
That's the series,
y'all.
That's the series of
this
Lip.
This has been Lip.
First season. I'm sure it's going to... I hope this does air on TLC.
I think they will air it.
I hope so, too. Y'all, we appreciate y'all jumping in with this.
Although there's only 8 episodes, so it might not be commercially viable for them.
They'll sell anything. We watched 90 Day Quarantine, where people filmed on their cell phones.
Boy, that's the truth.
They're going to air it.
Yeah, you're right.
Y'all, We appreciate y'all jumping in with this. I want to say some of you are asking if we're going to cover Bearzall. We never cover Bearzall. Only right. because to cover every episode, there's kind of not that much. So a lot of it, y'all, is like...
It's more gossip than gossip, anything else.
So we always say if there's a moment in Bearzall that you thought was really great that you want us to watch, we kind of check in and watch it. Maybe we'll talk about it.
And maybe
it
we'll talk
show.
About it. But like Courtney's... Courtney stepping on things.
Had to watch Courtney.
Yep.
And there are some moments, but y'all let us know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it. So
how do we sign this off? Oh no. I know what it is.
What? Oh God. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you believe that love is real. And you can say Te Amo at the airport and I burst into tears. Or you're dead inside like someone to my left and doesn't care about anything.
Again, she's going to get on a surf lesson in San Diego and fuck a guy named
Don't
Fad.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
She's going to fuck a guy named Fad.
They are beautiful. Call us!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.